Hi, okay. Thank you, Hans. So next, we'll move on to agenda paper 5, which is our routine agenda on project updates as well as the planning for the next ASAP meeting. Appendix B in the paper sets out the status of the various projects as at the end of February, and Appendix C summarizes the feedback that was received from ASAP members during the December meeting and how the various project teams plan to add on some of those advice. Appendix A provides a summary and overview of the various research and standard setting projects that are currently on the board's agenda. The appendix was developed before the current crisis that we are all facing now. And as you are probably aware, the IFRS Foundation has just issued a news item last week, which explained that the board will review the timelines of various projects in its upcoming April 2020 meeting. So, considering all this, we think that it will perhaps be better to discuss the plans and for the July ASAP meeting after the board has reviewed and reconsidered the timelines for its various projects. So, we would like to ask if members will agree with this. And of course, we would also like to ask if members have any other comments in relation to this status of these various projects. Thank you.
Are there any comments?
Macman, Prince?
Yes, Anthony?
I think you're absolutely right to consider, in light of the current emergency and the current global crisis, time. You've got to do that at the next meeting. So I think you need to go through that process before ASAP's agenda. But I would say, just as in last week or earlier this week, rather, you issued some guidance or some commentary about the application of IFRS 9, it was partly in response to prudential regulators also issuing guidance around. There have been more instances of that over the coming weeks and months, and it'll be more where the agenda for at least the application implementation of standards is being set outside of the ISB. I think there's going to be lots of there's going to be lots of times where regulators feel a need to step in.
Anthony, it's nearly impossible to hear you.
I don't commitment. You can't deal with it. Sorry, can you hear me a bit clearer?
Yeah,
Can you
please.
hear me a bit clearer now?
I think it's better.
Yeah, sorry, sorry. My central point is, I think over the coming weeks, you are going to have more instances where debate around standards and their application set by other regulators and market trying to deal with the crisis. So I think you've got to keep time in your agenda for dealing with urgent emerge set arising for as a result of the crisis. And those issues may come to your attention directly from preparers, or it may be because you haven't responded to what other regulators are doing. So make time for that as well.
I'm not sure if we need board time for that, but obviously Sue and our IFRS 9 specialists are spending a lot of time talking to people, and they will continue to do so in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure. Any other comments?
Mr. Zawari, I think, has his hand up.
Oh, yes. Okay. Shivari.
Thank you, Mr. Hans. Hope everybody is well. On behalf of the AOSSG, has some views as far as agenda number 5 is concerned. Your first question is about holding the meeting in the month of July 2020. The view from Malaysia as well as from India is taking into consideration this pandemic of the COVID-19 that is almost affecting every country, and we are suggesting that the next meeting of July, whether it can be held virtually, because today's experience is good. Congratulations. And we are hopeful that the situation will also improve by that time. But we are not certain whether there will be full recovery. So the suggestion of AOSHG is, rather than cancelling the meeting, why not to continue the meeting on this virtual meeting? And this is the view expressed by AOSHG members. That is on item number one. As far as item number two is concerned, comments on the update of board's work plan. And for that purpose, we have received a mail from Malaysia, and that is as regards to the exposure draft on general presentations and disclosures, the due date of which is 30th June 2020, requesting the information for comprehensive view of IFRS for SMEs and the discussion paper on business combination, that is disclosure, goodwill, and the impairment, which is due by 15th September 2020. Again, considering this crisis of coronavirus, the time is less. Even in India, we wish to have outreach meetings as far as primary financial instruments are concerned, and we are not able to get the views from the stakeholders, and therefore there is a request that time for the getting the comments may be extended, and this would also include two agenda decision items, that is on IFRS 16 as well as IAS 12. So suitable time extension may please be given, that is on item number two. And as far as item number three is concerned, the comment about the feedback on December 2019 by the board on Appendix C, AOSHG is viewing, we agree with the board. Thank you, Mr. Hans.
Okay. Thank you, Shivaji.
Hans.
Yes,
this is Patrick.
Patrick, please go ahead.
Thank you. Just a quick comment to subscribe to what Antonis was saying. I think it is a good opportunity to check the robustness of a number of our standards in times of crisis. We shouldn't exaggerate, of course, but I think it is important to see if we stand the test. And that's not only for IFRS 9. So this is a general comment which I wanted to share. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. Anybody else? As far as the July meeting is concerned, we had already asked that question before the crisis out. We can think further about the July meeting. Most likely, if we decide to go ahead, it would have to be a virtual meeting, because I don't see international air traffic being completely back to normal by that time. However, it would go, we will also take a closer look at common periods in the next period to see whether more is needed, considering the circumstances. Okay. Well, I guess we have time for the idea was to break for 25 minutes. Shall we continue a quarter past the hour?
Should we stick to the timetable, because we've got different people dialing in? Michelle?
Yeah, I think that would be helpful. It would be helpful if we stick to the timetable, because we do have those different people dialing in.
Okay. Well, in that case, we will have to reconvene at 12:20 London time. Okay. See you in a bit then.
Thank you.